Well, as Madeline was just updating us, US fire officials say at least 15 people have died in the Northern California fires, and at least 150 people are listed as missing. There are still 16 fires burning throughout the region, with another blaze in Orange County in the south of the state. And about 2,000 homes and businesses have been destroyed in the fires stretching across Northern California. Alistair Gee is a journalist with The Guardian in San Francisco. Alistair, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fire officials in California have described this event as unprecedented wildfire. Can you describe for us the devastation, Alistair? Give us a sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It has razed entire suburbs of towns in wide country. It has torn across vineyards. It has burned at least two wineries that we know of already, although reports are still emerging, and it's unclear exactly what the full extent of the devastation is in the area because cell phone service and internet connectivity is very poor. So the first responders tell me that, or firefighters tell me that even they are having trouble communicating and pinning down the full extent of the damage.
And it seems as though the ferocity of the fire is one thing, but also the timing of it. Amy Head, the fire captain spokeswoman for CAL FIRE, said, and I'm quoting, "We often have multiple fires, but the majority of them all started right around the same time period, same time of night. That's unprecedented." It's a sense that everyone, the firefighters and the residents, were caught on the hop, really.
Well, absolutely. There has been a trend in California in recent decades for wildfires to be more severe, and that's been linked to climate change. And so what happened on Sunday night was a large number of fires were sparked, and actually that's not so unusual. Fire officials say that 15 to 30 fires can spark on any one day across the state. But what was unusual on Sunday night was these gusting 40 to 50 mile per hour winds that quickly led these fires to grow extremely rapidly and take many residents who were under sudden evacuation orders by surprise.
And is there any sense of how the fires started? We know why they're so intense, but whether these were deliberate or accidental or anything?
I haven't heard anything along those lines yet, but as I say, fire officials say that it's not unusual for wildfires to spark in California. It's just the scale of these and the fact that they have blown up into such big conflagrations, that's striking.
All those homes and buildings razed, I mean, it does look, I mean, it looks incredible, really. 20,000 people have been evacuated. Where are they all?
They're in dozens of shelters across the region. I spoke yesterday to an operator of several assisted living facilities, and they had evacuated 400 residents to other assisted living facilities nearby. People are in their cars. One of our reporters spoke to one family who I think just spent the night in their car because they weren't sure where to go. But people have essentially just left these areas and headed either to shelters or relatives or wherever they can find.
15 people dead, but 150 missing. So the fear is obviously there will be more casualties. But what's the situation more broadly with intense fires like this? What's the air quality like around San Francisco and in other major cities? And is that a health threat as well?
Well, I woke up, the first sign that I had that something was going on was yesterday morning. I hadn't read the news, and I woke up and the rising sun was this blood red color on the horizon, and the air, you could smell the smoke in the air, actually. And so yesterday and today in San Francisco, it's just been extremely hazy. The wine country is only about 50 miles north of the city, so that smoke is just coming down directly. I haven't heard too much about the health risks of this smoke, but you do see people walking around the city with napkins or with cloth over their mouths.
Yeah. Okay, Alistair, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Alistair Gee, a journalist with The Guardian in San Francisco.